Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 6, 1805. Lewis convinced. The Corps is now camped at the confluence of the Missouri and another river yet unnamed. They had not expected to encounter this other river and are working to determine which of these streams is the Missouri and which is merely a tributary. On June 3, parties were sent out to explore each of these rivers, but the information they gathered was inconclusive. On June 4, the captains themselves, each with a small party of men, explored both forks a great distance, Lewis to the north, Clark to the south. Captain Lewis writes his conclusions about the North Fork today.
I now become well convinced that this branch of the Missouri has its direction too much to the north for our route to the Pacific, and therefore determined to return the next day after taking an observation of the sun's meridian altitude in order to fix the latitude of the place. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 6, 1805.
Captain Clark writes his impressions of the South Fork.
A cloudy, cold, raw day. Wind hard from the southeast. We set out early and traveled down the little river which was immediately in our course. On this river we killed 7 deer for their skins. The bottoms of this little river is in every respect, except in extent, like the large bottoms of the Missouri. I also observed wild tansy on this little river in great quantities. We halted at 12 o'clock and ate a part of a fat buck. After dinner we ascended the plain, at which time it began to rain, and continued all day. At 5 o'clock we arrived at our camp on the point where I expected to meet Captain Lewis. He did not return this evening. Captain William Clark, June 6, 1805.
Lewis did not return for 2 more days, and this became a cause of great concern for Clark. Though Lewis was quite convinced that the stream to the north was not the Missouri, it would still be several days before the captains would make a decision about which stream to follow. Tomorrow, Lewis and Windsor nearly off a cliff.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.